Hi there. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy the continuation of our LA vacation. Hello, and welcome to Canyon Creek. I'm Bill Gannon, and I'm here with my wife Jessica and my sons, Ian and Colin. And today, we'd like to talk about Universal Studios, their theme park. There's upper lots and lower lots, and the escalator rides alone took almost 10 minutes to get from lower lot to upper lot, and vice versa. I decided to take the tram tour of the studio.
Yes.
Pretty much just like Warner Brothers, they take you to their back lot, show you some of, you know, the facades that they used, some of the sets that they kept as part of the tour. They hand you 3D glasses. Some of the things that we did, they had us go through Skull Island King Kong, but King Kong from the Jack Black version of King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interactive ride where you're stuck on the tram and there's 3D screens on both sides. King Kong's battling the dinosaurs.
But the tram's the also moving. It's not going forward, but it's being shifted left and right and up and down. As you're seeing this 3D movie around you, you're also experiencing it physically, which was super cool.
What'd you guys think?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Okay. Now they had another one like that on the tram ride for the Fast and the Furious. Which one did you like better?
I liked King Kong.
King Kong. Okay.
I liked the Fast and Furious one.
Why?
I don't know.
That was actually a pretty fun ride.
It was. I'm not disagreeing.
I didn't get spit on.
I think that's it. You didn't get spit on. It seemed like you were moving faster instead of just sitting in a jungle.
Yeah.
So it felt like you were part of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
What about the earthquake?
Oh, yeah. The earthquake one.
Part of San Francisco.
Now, that wasn't a 3D screen.
No, that was actual
of the traditional set.
Yeah.
But what did you guys think of that one?
That one was all right.
It was all right? What'd you think, Colin?
I thought I was going to get hit with the volatile.
Yeah, the water came spewing out, and there was fire on that one. There was pyrotechnics. Yeah.
And then they continued on with the tour. We passed through Hill Valley, the set that they used for the Back to the Future movies, and the town of Amity, where Jaws took place, so we got to see Bruce the Shark.
And there were pyrotechnics there, too. What'd you guys think of Bruce in person?
Pretty cool.
Yeah?
It's weird, because you don't ever see him in the movie, right?
Well, you do, sort of, but...
The effects in the production make them look more real in the movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You liked it? Okay.
We learned that Bruce the Shark actually operated much better as a park exhibit than he did while actual filming in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
Then we passed a couple other sets. One was the airplane crash used in the Tom Cruise version of War of the Worlds. They kept that set up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty neat. The Psycho House and the Bates Motel.
And you could even see his mother.
If you look just right and at the right time, you can see his mom in the window.
Mm-hmm.
We passed through some of the sets for the movie Nope by Jordan Peele.
They still had those set up.
That was pretty much it for the studio tour, right?
Yes. Yeah. There was a very small walking section, which we chose not to do. The walking section was not as extensive as the Warner Brothers.
No.
So we chose to stay in the tram car.
We did go through the Good Place too.
We went through the Good Place set, but if you ever go to Universal in LA, I highly recommend doing the studio tour. I think it gets overlooked by a lot of people, but it's very interesting. And they've updated it, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is another ride.
We got the Simpsons Donut.
Oh my gosh. But Simpsons Donut. You guys remember that?
Yeah, it was like so big. It was almost the size of my head.
Yeah, I know.
It was bigger than your head.
It was huge.
I was so hungry I could have had two of them, but they didn't get another one.
Yeah.
Oh, because I wasn't going to let you eat two of those.
Why not?
Because.
It was literally almost the size of my entire head.
Mm-hmm.
It was the size of your entire head, Colin.
I thought it was like a little bit smaller.
We're not going to measure it, but it was about the size of your head.
Yeah.
So as far as the park went, we went really to Hogwarts.
Yep. So some friends of ours allowed us to borrow their wands. They'd been to Universal in Florida. The wands at Harry Potter are interchangeable. They work off of laser technology. And at certain parts in the park, there are plaques set in the ground that tell you which spell to use. And if you wave the wand and do the spell, something happens in that window. Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there were two rides in that section. The Flight of the Hippogriff.
Which was rather underwhelming.
It's a roller coaster, but it lasts 30 seconds.
I wouldn't even call it a roller coaster.
At most. I mean, it was fun. It was interesting.
Yeah, I liked it, but it was too short.
It was too short. And then there was Forbidden Journey.
Forbidden Journey is, even though you're sitting next to each other in seats, like a almost like a couch, and it's set four per set. Mm-hmm. So we were all able to sit together. You're supposed to be riding a broom, and you're following Harry on this quest to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we were stopped a few times because, again, technical difficulties. So it was hard to keep track of what it is you were actually supposed to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But they took you through passing through Dementors.
Yep, you get chased by the dragon. Then there's Quidditch, or you're chasing the Snitch. There's a bit with the giant spiders
mm-hmm.
that you're like ducking and weaving through. It was very cool.
Visually stunning, absolutely.
And if it hadn't stopped, I think that would have been my favorite ride.
Yeah.
But the stoppage, it was unfortunate. It just pulls you straight out of the magic.
It does. You guys, you and Colin,
mm-hmm.
went on the Transformers.
We did go on the Transformers ride.
How was that? You said it was similar to the...
It was similar in style in terms of being part of the movie. One of the complaints I had about it, and this goes for a number of the rides at Universal, is it relies too heavily on jerky motions. Mm. Of the ride. So a lot of the rides there aren't traditional rides where you go on something that moves like a roller coaster. You're in a more or less stationary vehicle
mm-hmm.
that might tip and move.
It was the Simpsons ride that I think it was.
You know, so it might tip and move or lay backwards a little bit or move forwards a little bit, but you're never off the ground, which is fine by me. I think sometimes, and the Transformers was probably the worst, where it just relied way too much on herky-jerky movement. You know, you're almost feeling like you're getting whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
However, the story was fun, right, Colin?
Yeah.
What did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What impressed you most about the ride, Colin?
I don't know what impressed me the most.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Say that.
So anyway, I mean, I'm glad we went on it.
I actually liked the Springfield.
Yes.
The Simpsons ride.
Simpsons.
What about you guys? What did you guys think of it?
It was really fun.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like an actual roller coaster, but it was like more virtual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was virtual. Ian, what did you think?
It was surprisingly immersive.
Well, what did we see when the doors opened? The very first thing.
The very first thing was Krusty the Clown with a maniacal laughter.
Yeah.
That was a very immersive ride.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I think out of all the rides that day, that was my favorite.
Well, so let's get to what were your favorite rides, guys, at Universal?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
That one dinosaur water ride.
Mm-hmm. Jurassic World.
Yep.
What about you, Ian?
I love the water ride.
The Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about the Jurassic World ride that you guys liked?
The drop.
Describe it.
Very steep and very steep, very fast, but isn't like a half second thing. Because it's kind of high too, so you have a really good amount of time. And they don't let you know when you're about to drop. They just drop you.
They drop you a few times, don't they?
Yeah, they do drop you a few times. But what was it? How'd they set it up so you're not noticing you're about to drop?
So there were a bunch of raptors everywhere. They kind of broke out, and they were eating up everything. And then you're slowly climbing up, and then all of a sudden you get discovered by them, and there's this manic panic going around. And then all of a sudden you're just like, we got to get out of here, and then it just falls.
Okay. What about you, Colin?
Two reasons. One, dinosaurs. And two, I actually watched a YouTube video on it.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated.
But I forgot most of the YouTube video, so I was mostly trying to remember what I saw from the video.
Okay. But it was a good splashdown
at
the end.
We all got wet.
Yes. It was well done, and they really do keep you looking around so you're not paying attention to what's happening until you realize, oh my God, we're going down.
You know, I didn't get as wet on that ride though as I did at Disney.
No, that one I didn't get as wet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say actually that probably was my favorite of a more traditional style ride where you're actually in something moving and dropping you. The Simpsons ride was my favorite of the virtual rides.
Okay.
It was really fun.
It was really fun.
So then after that, what did we have later on that day?
We got to eat lunch at Hogsmeade.
Not Hogsmeade. It was three brooms.
There were three broomsticks where Ian tried some sort of weird green drink.
Frog something? Do you remember what it was?
It was fishy green.
Fishy something. Green ale or something. Yeah. It was some sort of soda, but it had little fruit pearls at the bottom, and we couldn't figure out what they were.
It looked sort of like bubble tea, but it didn't taste like bubble tea.
Right. And the pearls weren't the tapioca. It was some sort of fruit gel. But, I mean, the food was good. The atmosphere was amazing. I will say I think the world building is on par with Disney. And then he took a nap.
Okay.
At the Isla Nublar Cafe because he was just exhausted.
He did not sleep well the night before, so.
And that's when you took Colin off to see the dinosaur playground.
Mm-hmm.
Which, tell us about that. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah?
I also learned a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you learned?
The Allosaurus heads was smaller than the T-Rex heads.
Okay.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Just as an aside, there was a new dinosaur discovered recently.
Really?
I have to look that up, but yeah.
We will have to look that up and learn about it.
Colin's going to be our paleontologist, as at least right now he is. He may change his mind, but probably not.
So then we finished off with some of the other rides. The Minions Mayhem.
There was a Pets ride.
The Pets ride, which was very slow. Again, one of those that's really good for young children.
Yeah, we were there. We liked the movies, so we wanted to participate. And of course, again, each ride leads out to
A gift shop. Always to a gift shop.
But the problem is with the gift shops, and I don't think it sounded like you guys either, but I didn't find anything that really made me want to purchase, except for the Harry Potter. And that might have even been at the
I think was at the Warner Brothers Studio store, not Universal.
I mean, even, you know, because that's where we bought our T-shirts was the Warner Brothers store.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.